I won't need to.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am truly blessed to welcome you all here to All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, June the 28th, 2023. Now, my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bible, something to write with and to write on, and prepare to receive a word from the anointed vessel that will come forth tonight in the person of your host and your facilitator, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for the introduction, and I'm going to go right into it. I'm going to have just a brief word of prayer and then go right into the lesson. Amen. Praise God. And the lesson topic tonight is having Christ-centered confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. We can have confidence, Amen. But it needs to be Christ-centered. Amen. Father God, I come to you tonight just thanking you for being who you are and thanking you for all that you do for us, your children. Thank you for blessing us on this day. And in this too, I ask forgiveness, Lord, that if there's anything in me that may be displeasing to you, or any sin not intentionally committed, but if there is, I ask, Lord, that you would remove it now, that I would be forgiven now. And anyone else that's in the audience as well,
yes, Lord,
that we may be forgiven of
in
anything
the name of Jesus.
That's not
yes,
pleasing
Jesus.
To you. In the mighty name
thank
of Jesus,
you,
as we go forth on tonight, I pray, Lord, that you will allow me to share the word and to share what you have put on my heart, that
yes,
somebody
yes,
will
Lord.
Be encouraged to be even more
yes,
Christ-centered.
Jesus.
In Jesus'
mm-hmm.
name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, you know, what we do, I just want to say this, speaking of being Christ-centered, what we do should line up with the Word of God. Whatever we do as born-again believers, Christ-centered people, we should line up, whatever we do should line up with the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to be a reflection, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's raised us up to be even his ambassadors. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to walk worthy of the calling that he's placed upon us. We want to walk worthy as children of God. Hallelujah. Whether we're walking in a position or not, whether we're being trained, whether we just got saved, it doesn't matter. We want to make sure that we line ourselves up with God, hallelujah, that we allow for his teaching, for our own
yes,
spiritual
amen.
Growth,
amen.
That we might
yes.
be worthy, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
to serve. To be in
yes,
his
Lord.
Service, to serve
yes,
him.
Lord. Yes,
and,
Lord.
And you know, in order to do that, we've got to be connected to him. There's got to be a connection with us. There's got to be a relationship with us. You know, we can say that we know him. We can say, you know, so many people say, well, I know him. You know, when you try to lead them to Christ or you want to talk to them about him and ask them if they are saved or if they have accepted him. A lot of times people will just say, yeah, I know the Lord, just as simple as that. But if you don't have a relationship with him, an intimate relationship where you can just feel like you can go to him anytime and talk to him just as though he was right there, and he is
Come
right
on.
There
That's good.
Because he said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And if you don't
Amen.
Have that yet, praise God. Well, then that's what you need. It proves that you yet don't have a relationship with him. You know something about him, but you have not developed a relationship with him. And when we have a relationship with anyone, our friends, you know, what have you, wives, husbands, you know, sisters and brothers, having a relationship with them in our natural family as well as in the church, sisters and brothers. Praise God. We develop a relationship, and if we want to really know somebody, we want to spend time with them. And so in order to spend time with the Lord, we can go to him in prayer, talking to him, that's talking to God. Prayer is talking to God. And so we need to spend some time with God just in prayer, talking to him, asking him for the things that we desire for him to do for us. And if you want to be stronger in the Lord, you can ask for that. Amen. If you want understanding when you're reading your Bible, you can ask of that. And the Holy Spirit will teach you, will help you. The Word of God will be revealed more to you so that you can have a better understanding. Okay, that's how we develop our relationship with the Lord. In prayer, reading his holy word, sitting in a Bible study, of born again, well, they don't all have to be born again believers to attend the Bible study, but we hope that they will be. Amen. Hallelujah. But while you're in Bible study, you want to pay attention to the Word of God. And then you want to study on your own so that you can learn on your own, so that you develop that relationship with God, so that you know that you can go to Him, that maybe you really want to get into the Word, and it may not be Bible study night. It may not be Sunday morning worship. But you can go to the Word on your own and study and read. And we all should do that. We all should read a certain amount of scripture daily, on a daily basis. Praise God. So these are some of the ways that you can really get to know God. And that will help you to be Christ-centered. And that's what God wants us to be. And He wants us to have that confidence in Him, that we can rely on Him to help us in any situation that we may be faced with. You know, we can go to Him, and He wants every believer to understand and to know that. Oftentimes, in the body of Christ, we may have a form of godliness, just believing that everything is all right with you, and it may not be. So we don't want to deny the power that's within us, but we want that power to operate in us and through us. Hallelujah. And we want to understand what the power means. When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have His Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit. And that's where the power comes in. Praise God. And we can trust that power. We can know that's how we're going to learn and have a better understanding, because we then learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. And oftentimes, if we, may steer in another direction where the Lord is not leading us to go, the Holy Spirit will nudge you. Something will come upon you to allow you to know, no, that's not the way I need to go. Or I don't need to go back there where I used to go before I got saved. Or I don't need to get involved with the group that I was involved with before I accepted Christ in my life and made the change in my own life, knowing that now I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. My old ways are no longer. I don't no longer desire to do the things that I used to do, because I want to follow Christ now. All right. So these are ways that we can build up our confidence in God, okay? Meditating on His Word, learning who He really is, and drawing closer to Him through prayer. That's how we go, get closer to God, by praying, by coming to Him and sharing, confessing, hallelujah, and just trusting the Lord. And in trusting the Lord, it will bring many blessings to you in your life. For spiritual growth, we want to rely on God, and that means that we respond to our difficulties by seeking Him for guidance and strength. And in turn, we experience the Holy Spirit's presence. We experience provisions, power, hallelujah. And as a result of all of this, spiritual growth, we will grow in the Lord, hallelujah. And during this time, we're going through a preparation, a process. Okay, God is preparing us for what He wants us to really do. Amen. Okay, and then we'll be capable of accomplishing the things that God has set up for us to do, much more than we would imagine. praise God, just by relying on him. And Ephesians 3:20 says that he will do exceedingly abundantly above what we would ever ask or think of him. Now, that's a lot, because we all can imagine. We all can think of a lot. Amen. We all can ask for a lot. But God goes far beyond that. He goes far beyond what we might be thinking that we need, or we might or be thinking about what we want to ask for, or what we've already asked for. He will go beyond that. Praise God. He will provide us with the abundance. Praise God. And then not only do we want spiritual growth, but also we want peace. And we serve a God of peace. Jesus Christ is our peace. Hallelujah. And when our security rests in God, and we show conviction, you know, about our promises, I mean about his promises rather. And I just want to share Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "The steadfast mind of you will keep you in perfect peace." Hallelujah. When our minds are stayed on him. Hallelujah. And he will provide that peace for us.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Because we come to a place in where he can trust in us. You know, we're trusting in him, but we can come to that place of spiritual growth where God can now trust us. Hallelujah. To do some things, hallelujah, for the building of the kingdom and working with others so that they can grow spiritually, so that they can be more mature, hallelujah, that they won't be just having a form of godliness and denying the power, hallelujah, but they will know about his power, hallelujah, they will know him, they will know his power. Hallelujah, they will know his strength. Because after a while, we begin to realize we can't operate in our own strength. Hallelujah. But we can operate in the power and the strength of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we can have peace. Hallelujah. In this walk, in this journey with our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. And even if you waver, hallelujah, that trust that he's already built up in you will allow you to know that you can still rely upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And not relying on our own selves. And then, you know, in the body of Christ, we want to be influencers of God, to help others to be more Christ-centered. So we want to be an influence, praise God. And others will take notice when they observe, hallelujah, what we have in Christ. And they'll be more inspired, hallelujah. And we can help bring about that confidence in their lives, praise God, so that they can know, really know, hallelujah, that they too can be an influence. Thank you, Jesus. As we grow spiritually, hallelujah, and learn how to exhibit the inner peace that we have. And others will want to have that as well. We can inspire others to know who our Savior is, to really know him, to really not just say, well, I know him. But when they say that, they will really know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we have been that the right kind of influence. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people that are influencers. But we want to influence people in the right way. Praise God. In the Christ-centered way. Hallelujah. We want to be an influence. Praise God. It's not about us. So we don't have to put on a show. We don't have to be the spotlight. you know, we don't have to be all of that. Just be Christ-like. And then I had a question in my notes. Do your actions reveal self-reliance, or do they reveal Christ-centered confidence? God is worthy of our trust. Amen. We can trust him simply by what we already know about him.
Amen. Come on. That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So do you really believe in him? If you really believe in him, you can trust in him. Amen.
Yes, you can.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Because in this walk, see, we all want to be winners. We want to win together. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has brought us up together. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In our Christian life. Praise God. So we all want to win together. We don't want to be losers. We want to be winners in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He said that we are more than conquerors. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And if he says we're more than conquerors, we're more than a conqueror. It's really something just to be a conqueror, but if you're more than that, hallelujah, that
yes,
means that,
hallelujah,
that Jesus Christ has been an effect in your life.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So when we think about the church, church is a place where Christians come together, wherever that might be, whatever building it might be, whether it's in a building or not in a building, or whether it's in a broadcast, however you come to meet with the Lord. Hallelujah. That is our church, because
yes. We,
the people, are the church. And where
say
the
that.
People congregate becomes the church. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't have to always be in a building, praise God, to be a church. And we need to know, too, wherever that is, we need to know how to treat that place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't come doing any kind of thing, acting any kind of way, praise God, because we're coming,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, to praise the Lord. We're coming to
yes.
lift him up. We're coming
yes.
there to learn more about him, to hear his holy word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The spoken word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then we don't want to be like a stage, you know, performing or chasing the spotlight, as I said before. Otherwise, we'll end up building our own kingdoms instead of God's.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Teach.
And we don't want to do that. Hallelujah.
No.
Because he is above all. He is all, and he's above all. Hallelujah. And he owns us all. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We do not own ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we don't want to cause anybody to just become stepping stones, or we don't want people to be damaged either.
That's
and,
right.
And people often are if they're led in the wrong way, or if they're seeing people just hurrying up to make it to the stage or to be a spotlight, you know, and be all of that. And, you know, Jesus is the light. Amen. We're reflections of that light. Hallelujah. But he is the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then, Azalea, excuse me. No, whatever that, no, no. Okay. I'm sorry, excuse me. God is yet in control, and he always will be. Amen. Praise God. What Jesus taught the disciples, I'm sorry, Jesus taught the disciples to abandon I got distracted, but I'm getting back on track. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to make sure I read my notes right. Jesus taught the disciples to abandon was not the pursuit of excellence. You know, we can pursue excellence, hallelujah, because the God we serve is of excellence. But not to lead ourselves in a path of self-exaltation. That's what I wanted to get out. we want to make sure that we know it's not about self. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, we don't want to be competing for anything.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Nothing. Hallelujah. If we compete for anything, it should be for last place. Amen. Hallelujah.
Now,
thank you, Jesus.
Now.
Not first place. Hallelujah. Because if you aim for just first place all the time, that's where it's going to be. It's not going to go any more farther than that. You've won first place, and that's where you will remain. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we want to make sure that we all triumph together in becoming a true reflection of Christ. That's where we want to put it. We want to put it on him and not ourselves, that reflection. Hallelujah. We want to reflect
Jesus.
Him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every opportunity that I have when the Lord uses me in the behalf of someone else is I aim to point them in his direction and tell them he did it, not me.
I
am his vessel. I'm his willing
Thank
vessel.
You, Lord.
But I
Thank
am not
Lord.
Him. Amen.
Come on.
So we want to get it straight, hallelujah, in being Christ-centered, hallelujah.
Yes,
let it
yes.
be just that, Christ-centered, hallelujah.
Yes.
Not self-centered, but Christ-centered. Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. I need to check my time. Let's see. Glory
You're
to God.
Fine,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's
You're
all
fine,
about him. It's all
yes.
about him. He did too much for us. To
That's
make
right.
it all about us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And along the way, we have the Holy Spirit. We could ask the Holy Spirit to correct us. Hallelujah. To get us back in alignment if we're out of alignment. Hallelujah. And ask that our heart be in alignment with his heart. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And then, you know what? We all will win together. Praise God, because we'll have that Christ-centered confidence that we can, that we will do it. Hallelujah. You know, it's it is a privilege, hallelujah, to be able to serve God in any form, in any manner, or any place, or anywhere. It is a privilege, praise God, and we should know that. We should know that. I wanted to speak a little bit more about prayer. I didn't go deep into it before with the lesson because I had certain things that I wanted to point out on that night. But we need to have faith in our Christ-centered walk. We need to be persistent in prayer. If things don't change in the time frame that we want them to, stay persistent in prayer. Don't lose your faith. Continue to believe, because whatever God has promised, he's promised. He doesn't go back on his promises. Praise God. Hallelujah. When Jesus was on the Sermon on the Mount, he used three verbs. Hallelujah, that meant a whole lot. He said, ask, seek, and knock. So prayer is more than just merely making requests. Hallelujah. It's exercising your faith as well, and believing, hallelujah, and knowing what God is more than capable of doing for us, his children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, when we are born again members of God's family, as it tells us about in John chapter 3, verses 3 to 6, that we can claim him as our Father, Abba, Father, and know that he will respond to our supplications. He makes no such commitment to unbelievers, but there is an exception. A sinner can come to God and pray, hallelujah, and come in repentance and faith to ask God for forgiveness and receive Christ as his Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we can ask, we can seek, and we can knock, and we can know, hallelujah, that when we ask God, he's going to answer us. When we seek him, he's going to allow us to find what we need to find. And when we knock, he's going to open doors for us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we need to be persistent in prayer in our Christian, in our Christ-centered walk. Okay? And also, whenever we have the opportunity, pray for others. Hallelujah. Invite others to pray as well. And that goes a long way. Praise God. All right. So we need to be persistent in prayer. We need to pray without losing heart. We need to know that we can come to the Lord in prayer. And we also need to know that we need to persevere sometimes in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Depending on the situations, you know, oftentimes we just want to pray one time over a situation, but sometimes we need to continue to pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And especially in situations where there needs to be healing and breakthroughs and deliverances, those kinds of prayers. Praise God. We need to persevere. Hallelujah. And not forget about it, but to be persistent in prayer. Hallelujah. Until we see a breakthrough. Until we see a healing, until we see a miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because our Lord, the Lord that we serve, our God, he is sovereign over heaven and earth. Hallelujah. And he works everything out according to his purposes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And it's without our limited human understanding.
That's right.
We don't always know whether our petitions fit God's plan or even fits his timetable. We don't know that. Hallelujah. But we need to pray, and
mm-hmm.
God will direct us in our prayers. Hallelujah. And he will answer our prayers accordingly, according to his plans, his purpose, and his timetable as well. So we're not to give up. So don't lose heart. Just keep praying and believing. Hallelujah. And having that ability to wait is a sign of maturity.
Yes.
Okay? You don't give up. And that's what God desires for us. Hallelujah. That we don't lose heart, that we don't give up. And so keep praying, keep being patient, and keep persevering. Hallelujah. Because in the process, we're going to become more like Christ.
Yes,
so we
yes.
don't want to give up. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to share about prayer. Okay? God will answer. Hallelujah. And he will always answer us in a way he knows best. Amen. And I'm going to go to scriptures, but I'm going to share a little bit on talk about praying in confidence, because we have confidence in the Lord. Hallelujah. We become Christ-centered, but we also want to pray with confidence. Prayer is the Christian's most powerful God-giving means for affecting change in any situation. Hallelujah. When we pray, prayer will change things. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to 1 John, the 5th chapter. And we're going to cover two verses in there. 1 John, the 5th chapter, and verses 14 and 15. This one is quite familiar. Praise God. All right. I'm gonna start with the 13th verse. It says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Verse 14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." Verse 15, "And we know that he heareth us. Whatever we ask, we know that we will have the petitions we desired of him." Amen. Hallelujah. Because with our maturity, as we grow more in Christ and we mature more in him, then our confidence becomes stronger. And so then we can begin to really pray with confidence, knowing that God is going to answer us. Hallelujah. And knowing that everything God does for us, it's going to be what was needed for us. Hallelujah. In the answering of our prayers. Okay. Going to read a few more of my notes here, and then I'm going to turn it over to, turn this part back over to our leader here. Apostle Shirley.
Oh, take your time, Apostle. Take your time. You fine. Oh. Take your time. Take your time. You fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God hears. Thank you. He hears and he grants our petitions when they are in accordance with his will. And the more confidence we have in him, our prayers are going to line up more with what he would have in his will for us to pray for. But knowing God's will also can seem perplexing. Hallelujah. We aren't always sure whether our requests fit the condition. Praise God. But here is what we do know. Anything that God commands us in the scriptures is his will. Amen. Hallelujah. And this includes everything pertaining to our sanctification, our holiness, our spiritual growth, praise God, which is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. And there are other attitudes and behaviors that God forbids in his word. For example, we can't expect him to answer any request that we make that might be motivated by pride, jealousy, or selfish ambition, or sinful desires. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can know that by reading James,
teach,
the 4th chapter, verses 3 through 5.
Yes, teach.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, when we have that confidence, hallelujah, that Christ-centered confidence, we know that we can go to God. We know. And we already know, what I just read lets us know that we already know this, okay? So we don't have to be concerned. Just believe God. Pray with confidence, knowing that he's hearing your prayer, knowing that it will be answered, and it will be answered rightfully. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember that our confidence is not in the answer we want, but in the God whose knowledge and wisdom and power are perfect, infinite, and eternal. We can trust in that, can't we? Amen. Hallelujah. I know that's what I trust in, and I know that you all do too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not in the answer that I want. Hallelujah. But it's in the God whose knowledge, mm-hmm. wisdom, and power are perfect, infinite, and eternal. I can trust in that. Hallelujah. So when I go into prayer, I already know that the prayers are going to be answered. Hallelujah. And I don't say that with pride, but I say it boastfully in the Lord, because he is the one that we can always trust. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to, and there was something else I wanted to touch on also, about our Christ-centered walk. Having this Christ-centered walk, we can't do what we want to do or act the way we want to act always. You know, we're going to be corrected by the Holy Spirit if we just pay attention. Hallelujah. And if we in-tune ourselves to the Holy Spirit, and if we walk in the Spirit, we're going to know. We're going to know when we're off the path or doing something that we shouldn't do. The Bible tells us that all things are lawful, but not expedient. There are some things that are just unbecoming to a Christ-centered person of God. Everything is not permissible. Everything is not for us. Hallelujah. A lot of things that some people think they can do would be displeasing to the Lord. And we want to please God in every way. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to lean toward our own understanding. Hallelujah. Because it's not about us. It's about him and pleasing him. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says that if we delight ourselves, delighting means pleasing. And if we delight ourselves in the Lord, we shall have the desires of our heart. We shall have the things that we desire. We shall have the things that we want. Hallelujah. Because we have learned and we have matured enough in our Christ-centered ways that we don't want anything that God doesn't want us to have. Amen. All right, I'm going to close here, and I'm going to turn this part of this teaching back over to Apostle Sherlene Cook.
Amen. Glory to God.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, we have indeed heard the word. Now, if you are sitting in the studio with us, and you would like to have a word, if you would kindly press your 1, I will address you by your area code and your last 4 digits of your phone number. But tonight we are blessed to have in the house with us 2 beautiful mothers from the Good Shepherd in Oakland, California. We have Mother Matt T. Scott, and we have Mother Givens. And I always want to give glory to God and give them honor and let them have a word.
Yes.
But before I do, I'm just being led to pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, and then I will let the lady speak. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne
And we just thank you for Apostle Zeta, Father God. We just thank you that tonight she came forth to teach us about how to have confidence and Christ-centered confidence. And that's by trusting and believing in you. That's by standing on your holy word. That's by praying without ceasing. That's by keeping a humble, reachable, teachable spirit, Father God. It's about, Lord God, all about being your reflection so that somebody else might come to know you, Lord God. It's all about, Father God, demonstrating your love so that they would want to come to know you, that they would want to be in relationship with you. And, Lord, I praise you right now because of this teaching. I believe somebody got saved. I believe somebody came to you, Father God, and gave their lives to you. And, Lord God, just like the apostle said, we pray in the name of Jesus that they would seek you, Father God. They would study to show themselves approved. They would surround themselves with people that truly love them, Father God, and love you. And, Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for people all over the world, Lord God, that can't always walk confidently in you because it could cost them their life. But, Lord God, we know the confidence is still there because they still do what they need to do to glorify you, to praise you, to honor you, Father God, and to lead others to you. Father God, I ask a special blessing of all of those people who still are leading people to Christ, even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of confusion, even in the midst of war, Father God. They're still showing themselves to be approved by you. They're still demonstrating your love. So, Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to go before them, Lord God, and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Help them to, again, rise up more people and add them to your kingdom. Lord, we just thank you for everyone that is listening tonight. We pray, Lord God, that they know that their confidence can be in you because you are ever from everlasting to everlasting. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We can trust in that. We can believe in that. And in that, we can expect great things and know that we are already winners. We are already more than conquerors. Yes. Hallelujah. We don't have to strive to be that. We are just that because God has already conquered all. Jesus already conquered everything on that cross. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we thank you for the anointed apostle, Father God. Pour back into her as she poured out upon her people, your people, Lord God. I pray that you bless her going out and coming in. I pray, Lord God, that you would add greatly to her flock, Lord God, because she is a servant after your own heart. She strives, Lord God, to only teach people what you would have her teach them. She only teaches, Lord, what your holy word says. She doesn't add to it. She doesn't take from it. As she is teaching, she is walking it out. And Father God, you said you are a rewarder of those who are obedient to your holy word. So Lord, I'm standing on it to bless this servant and everyone that is listening. Father God, I pray for those that are in the studio tonight. I pray, Lord God, that whatever they stand in need of, Lord, that you would touch them with your holy hand. Because we know that you can fix all things. We know that nothing is impossible with you. We know, God, hallelujah, that anything that is not that we can't do is just right for you. And if we stand and believe on that faith, if we just stand, Lord God, and know, hallelujah, that you are gonna come through.
We will
be victorious. And Lord God, I'm going to go one further. Even if you don't do what we may have asked you to do, we know you still can. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah. See, hallelujah, because it ain't about us. Like Apostle said, Father God, it's not about us. It's about you, your time. It's about you and your will. It's about you and, hallelujah, you growing us up and grooming us and for the right to do the right thing at the right time for the right reason. So there will be no competition. There will be no show stopping. There will be no performing. Lord God, I pray that for our servant leaders all over this world. I pray that they would come down out the stage and remember and get back to the pulpit. I pray, Lord God, that they would stop with all the theatrics and, hallelujah, just preach your word so people can be healed and delivered, transformed, Lord God, more into the likeness of you, Jesus. So, Lord God, we kept glorifying you. We kept praising your holy and righteous name. And
oh,
I do pray all of this in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now I think Mother Givens is going to come on in the house, and then Mother Matthew can have a word. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening, and I want to thank Minister Zeta. Those were a beautiful ministry that I heard today. And every morning that I wake up, I thank my Heavenly Father for letting me see another night or another morning.
Yes,
and
then
I read, I have a book that's called Christ. It's called Jesus is Calling. And it goes for the whole year. And after reading those words, at the end of each reading, it gives you several scriptures to go to.
Yes, ma'am. And I do
that every morning, and I believe so much in prayer. I ask God to please forgive me sometimes for calling on his name so much. And I much want to say I just thank Sister Matty. She calls me every day to see how I'm doing. She prays for me, and I just love her to death. Mm-hmm. So I just thank her, and I just want to thank all of you for your prayers. And I do pray for not just me. I pray for a whole lot of other people.
Yeah,
and I just thank you for allowing me to say these few words. And God bless you all. I love you with all my heart. Thank you.
Mother Givens, we not only do we love you, we love
Thanks
you. We,
so much.
Yes, we honor you, and we just want you and Mother Matt T to know, you're a part of this family.
Oh, I feel
Hallelujah.
That. Thank you so much.
You're a part of this family, and when you come, it's like having when you and Mother Mattia are in the house, it's like having the queens in the house. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Lord. I so love you. And I so respect you.
And I'm always going to honor you. So whenever you're in the house, I'm always going to give you, you're always going to speak, because I know you're always going to come out with some pearls of wisdom. You know?
God bless you.
Know that this is also your home. And you can speak up anytime you want to. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Now to the other queen that's in our house tonight. Mother Mary, please stop. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Giving honor to the Almighty, powerful Father God, and the Almighty, powerful King Jesus, who are the head of my life. And thank you, Mrs. Givens. You're a beautiful lady. I tell people that she's a pillar of strength. She is. She's a pillar of strength.
Yes, ma'am.
For me.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
And, God bless you, Mrs. Givens.
You.
I love you. Love you dearly
and
your family. Yeah, I love you dearly and your family. And Bishop Cook and all the family still alive.
Brother.
I love you all too dearly.
Yes.
And Apostle Zeta, you're just wonderful. I mean, your Bible study is right on hit. It's right on target. I mean, all the words that you said is so true. And even if we pray for something that the Lord don't give us. Like you said, the Lord does care, you know?
Yeah.
And that prayer that Bishop Cook prayed, that's a beautiful, beautiful
Amen.
Prayer.
God
Bishop
bless
Cook,
you, Mother.
That was a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I have to
say,
sometimes when the Lord don't give us what we ask for, it's not because he don't want it. It's not because he don't want us to have it, I'm trying to say. But it
Amen.
Might be because the time is not right, or
Amen.
We have to wait. We have to wait on him. Or sometimes the Lord answers your prayer right away. It depends. And then sometimes it may not be something that we exactly need at that time for our benefit.
Yes,
so
the
Lord's ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. His timing is above our timing. And I just thank Father God and King Jesus to the highest. And I want to share something with you, too, something that I always read. And for some reason, this is something that I live by. Because I love Psalms. I love Psalms and Revelation. I love the whole book, the whole Bible. But it's something about Psalms and Revelation. And I want to read Psalms 1, if I may. Blessed is the man that walketh now in, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Yes.
His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. And that is so true. The Lord will be with you until the end of time. Even, you know, the Lord preserve his saints. And he don't only be with us in life. He be with us in death, even when we transition. The Lord is still with us. The Lord is still with us because the Bible says, every eye shall behold and see the Lord in the cloud. The dead in Christ shall rise and be caught in the clouds with the Lord. The dead in Christ. And that also means whoever that's left on this earth that believes in the Lord, they'll be caught up in the clouds. But it won't be no place for no sinner to hide. So Psalm 1 is something I read all the time. But God bless you, Apostle Zeta. Double honor to you. Double honor to you, Bishop Cook. I tell you, you are truly women of God. Women of God. And I have to say, Ms. Givens was telling me about it. They don't want the women in the church to be ministers and what have you, bishops and what have you. And I think that's awful
true.
Because it was the women that followed Jesus all in his ministry. And supporting the women followed him to the cross. They followed him to the cross, and they were crying. They were weeping, and they followed him to the tomb because Mary Magdalene, the ladies, they was looking for Jesus, and the two angels was there, and they met Mary Magdalene, and the ladies know the Savior has risen. He is not here. So even the lady that kissed Jesus' feet and her tears, washed his feet and her hair, dried his feet. Now, you can't, and it ain't no greater worship than that. There's no one greater than that.
That's right.
Amen.
And the men didn't do that. The men didn't do that. Not even the disciples. Not even the disciples. So I just want to say,
thank you,
God bless you all. I love you all.
God bless you, Mother.
I love you. Love you all. Love you.
Love you.
Apostle Zeta. Love you, Bishop. Bishop Cook.
Love you,
too.
Love you, ma'am. Thank you. We love you being with us. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
I love what Mother Mattie said, though, because she almost gets look, the reason I can walk in confidence with the Lord is because, see, he did. The first evangelist was a woman. So if he didn't want women to go tell the word, then he wouldn't have gave it to a woman, because there were plenty of men he could have gave it to, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You know, he could have said, hey, come on down to the tomb, because I'm going to make you the first evangelist. But he didn't do that. So... And the other thing people don't understand about Jesus and women, Jesus always honored women. He did.
Amen.
He always honored women.
Yes.
He never belittled them. He never treated them like they were less than, ever. So if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And, you know, so I praise God for this Bible study, Apostle Zeta, for the simple fact people need to know. They don't need to lean to their own understanding.
They
don't have to try to perform and prove how spiritual they are.
Yeah.
All they need to do is submit to the power of God's Holy
spirit and learn his word and then walk it out. That's all they have to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And then they will
have confidence. You know, but when you don't walk with the Lord, when you don't have a relationship with him, and you're just trying to go through the motions, you know, you invite all kind of things like fear and doubt.
That's right.
All kind of things that you don't need in your life. You just open the front door for them to come in. And all
of that
erodes your confidence. All of that breaks you down. All of that discourages you. So Apostle Zeta was, you know, Apostle Zeta, again, thank you for this powerful message because people need to know.
Yeah.
Just settle down, get over yourself, and trust the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You have indeed been listening to All Nations Bible Study right here on the Spirit Alive Network with your anointed host, Apostle Zeta Flowers. I want to thank Mother Givens and Mother Scott for their wonderful words as well. And I want to thank all of you that were here and listening. I want to thank you that were in the chat room. We know, you know what? I can say I pray that something blessed you, but I'm telling you, I'm speaking it. I know it blessed you. I know it blessed you because
thank
the word
you,
of God goes out and does exactly what it's supposed to do for exactly whom it's supposed to do it for. So
thank
all I'm going to say is God bless you. Walk in that newness of the Lord. Get to know
him, so
you can have that Holy Ghost confidence because you know it ain't about you. It's about him. And he's never been defeated. He's never lost a battle.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you're standing up and doing things in Christ, you might as well go ahead on with confidence. And you know, when I say, look, the wonderful thing I love about the confidence of the Lord is, you know, you don't have to be forceful. You don't have to be loud.
Right. Amen.
You don't have to get all beside yourself. You know, you know, when you got the confidence in the Lord, you're going to go at things in a loving, humble
manner. Thank you. Amen.
You're going to let God's word shine.
Yes. Thank you,
You're
going to
let the Holy Spirit speak. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And you're going to be praying as you're talking to people. So you will know what to say and what to do with confidence. Because if your confidence is coming from God, you can't lose. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Apostle Zeta, Mother Givens, Mother Scott. I want to thank you all for listening. And I pray that you will pass this on. You will pass this word on.
Mm-hmm.
And you will share it with others. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know? And then if you see people that are not where they need to be, if they are performing or if they are doing things in and of themselves, you don't necessarily have to confront them, but you can sure pray for them.
Amen. That's right.
You can sure pray for them. So we just, you know, we just pray in the name of Jesus that, you know, you go out and share this wonderful word that you have had on tonight. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. And on behalf of all of us here, at All Nations Bible Study and the Spirit Alive Network, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just want to say good night to everybody in the studio. I love you, Mother Givens. Love you all. God bless
you. Love
you,
too.
Thank you, Apostle.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Yes.
It's so sweet.